How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
Say welcome back. Good morning. You know, Sherry, in your new circumstance of life,
yes.
Right? Shoulder house, you know, she's kind of living in her car.
I am not.
Okay. So you're living with the grandbabies.
I am.
And,
just for a short time.
Just for a short period of time. So what were the Halloween thingies like? Are they still too young for the trick-or-treat?
Oh, no. We did trick-or-treat at Disney.
Oh, you did it at Disney.
We did the Halloween thing at Disney, and they are all about the fill the bag with the candy.
Oh, I bet.
Oh my gosh.
So they were people ask us how it worked, and you know, in our neighborhood and where we live in central Indiana, people used to show up in buses and cars and vans and I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Now our church has a trunk or treat,
and
you know, most of them do. The mall does, and you know, makes it a little more efficient. But you know, things do change in life. I can't believe that it's already November. That part still baffles me. But what it means, folks, you got two of my favorite things that are coming, right? Thanksgiving and Christmas. But you also have the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, tax planning comes to an end. Now, what's tax planning? It's when I'm figuring out how I want to get the biggest bang for my buck that I can, whether that be for my investments, whether that be for my deductions, and certainly what I'm thinking about from a charitable standpoint for next year. I want to have my ducks in a row, if you will. Yeah. And what happens is most of us, you know, this last 8 weeks of the year, we don't want to have that conversation. We don't want to think about it. We want to be jolly ollie and have
sure.
a great old time.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, December 31st, when that clock strikes midnight,
it's over.
There's nothing left to do. So please, please, please take it all of the advantages that you can. You can find stuff on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com to help you, to give you some insight. There's a test on there that you can take to ask questions. I ask all of our families, we send our tax package the second week in October. Have any of these 8 to 12 things happened to you, happened to your kids, if you have adult children? I look at three sets of those tax returns. And folks, just be aware, two tax codes in the United States, one for the informed, one for the uninformed. It's not rich and poor. Believe me, there are opportunities there. Please take a chance. As you listen to the show, as you think about life financially, do not forget the fiduciary focus. Risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return. Ask yourself how a decision that you're making today or something that I'm talking about on the show, ask yourself, how does it impact those four things? Hope you enjoy the show today. You got questions or comments, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com or call us 800-928-4001.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are very, very happy to have you along. If you're new to listening to the show, Consider This is all about giving you things that you should consider.
Yes.
It's not about the headlines. And one of those questions that we very commonly get, and you can always email and ask questions yourself, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. But the question is, qualified plans for next year, what are the new limits? IRS just came out with the numbers. Mm. And should you or shouldn't you contribute?
Yes.
So, Sherry, should you?
Yes.
You should?
Yes.
Why should you contribute? How do you know?
Well, it seems like it's always a good idea to save and contribute. It's a qualified plan, so does that mean it's matched or not matched?
It doesn't have to be matched. All qualified plan means is that it follows ERISA guidelines.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Whereas an IRA does not follow ERISA guidelines.
Okay.
So with Department of Labor, my wife Barbara has to be my beneficiary of my 401k.
Okay.
Now she can sign off after they say you can kiss the bride.
Right. Sure.
But prior to that, not even
she
a prenuptial.
Sign off. It's
not even a prenuptial works. Doesn't matter what your will says. Doesn't matter what your trust says. Mm. Your spouse in the United States, with a Department of Labor plan, is your beneficiary.
Yes.
The question is, how much should you contribute, mm-hmm. And where do you go? And
right.
So you started with that first one of the guidelines,
first
if you will.
Questions.
Is there a match?
Yes.
Right. So in a 401k plan, and remember, 403Bs are for teachers and nurses and people that work at hospitals and universities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for profit organizations, clergy, etc. Very, very similar to a 401k, not identical, but similar. But we're going to talk in terms of 401k right now.
Okay.
All right. So the first question that I always ask people is there a match?
Right.
Now, that match can come in various different ways.
Sure.
At the Financial Enhancement Group, I put money in for all of our team,
mm-hmm.
whether they put money in or not.
Really?
And so
it's a contribution.
It is a contribution. Now, we're working on adding a match to go along with that, right?
Yeah.
But most places simply have the match. So if you put in 6%, maybe the company will put in 3% for you, mm-hmm. what they would say is 50 cents on the dollar.
Sure.
But you want people to be able to put in more money. The second thing then you've got to understand is the amount you can contribute. If you are under 50 years old, you were able in 2017 to contribute $18,000 of income, provided you made that much.
Yeah.
Here's the bonus. It's going up to $18,500.
Really?
You can stick in another $500 a year.
Big jump.
And then there's a catch-up provision that's $6,000 if you're 50 or over. I'm 50. It's just you're older, so you can put in more because
maybe you didn't when you were younger.
We're raising kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't able to put in the $18,000, so now it's given me an opportunity to kind of catch up.
What if you did put in the $18,000?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So doesn't matter. I can still put in $24,500 this year. Now,
okay.
Here is one major difference between a 401k and an IRA. My wife works with special needs kids at the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part-time job. She was able to stay home and be with the kids. She doesn't have a 403B. She doesn't have a 401k at work, and I cannot contribute into a 401k for her.
Right.
That's your plan that you have to have. Well, this confuses a lot of people because with an IRA, I very much can contribute
right.
for her. So as long as I have earned income on line 7 of our tax return,
mm.
Where on your 1040, as long as there's earned income and we don't make too much money, there's some rules with your adjusted gross income, then we can either contribute to an IRA or a Roth IRA, depending on what the rules are.
Mm-hmm.
Again, in the 401k, it's $18,500 for 2018 if you're under 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's $24,500 if you're over 50. With an IRA, it's $5,500 if you are under 50 that you can put in. And it's $6,500 if you're over 50 that you have the ability to put in. And remember, that one you can do for your spouse. Now, the question is, where does a dollar go, right? So you're making money,
yeah.
right? You've got income coming in, Jerry.
Sure.
And you say, okay, Joe, I can save $20,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can save.
Right.
And I don't mean legally. I mean, that's all she's
that's
got.
That's all I
that's,
can, yeah.
That's it. So yep. where does the 20 grand go?
And you mean if I put it in an IRA or a 401k?
Well, how do you know which one was my question?
Oh,
so
I see.
What is your filter? What is your thought process to say, this is where the money belongs.
Okay.
Right?
This is what's my best advantage.
Right. So the first thing you do is you look to the company plan, mm-hmm. right, the 401k, mm-hmm. and you see if there's a match.
Right.
Always take free money.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So if there is a match, right, if there's a match, you want to put in whatever it takes to get up to the match.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your second question is, does the plan have a Roth option or not?
Right.
The money that the company puts in for you has to be tax deferred.
Okay.
The money that you put in for you, if it has a Roth option, you can choose to make a Roth option.
And that means you pay the taxes now.
That means you pay the taxes now. How do you know whether you should use the Roth option or not? Who determines that for you? And my answer would, you know, the quickie, the down and dirty is you look at your tax return and you ask yourself a question. When you go to retire, do you believe you will be in a higher bracket or mm-hmm. a lower bracket?
Yeah.
For most of my younger people that ask questions when I taught at Purdue and the students, I always told them to do a Roth over the next 30 years. Hopefully they make more money.
Right.
And in our system, that means you're going to pay more taxes.
Right.
A lot of times when I have people that are 60, 65 still working, they will retire at a lower bracket mm-hmm. sometimes than what they worked at. Now, keep in mind, I don't buy into that you need 70% of your income to retire garbage. My job when you go to retire is not to replace your income.
It's a lifestyle.
It's to replace your standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
And you need 100% of whatever that takes. So there are people who are out there who will tell you you will automatically be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. My friends, that is absurd.
Mm.
Now, what does happen is you save 7.65% because it's no longer earned income.
Right.
And you're not paying into Social Security.
Right.
Right. So
at retirement.
Yes, when you retire, if it's not earned income, that part does change. But to tell people that they're going to be in a lower bracket
mm-hmm.
is to say, hey, you're going to be in a lower standard of living, mm-hmm. right? You've got to know the amount of money that it takes for you to maintain that standard of living. And that will give you an idea
right.
of what that tax rate needs, what your tax rate's going to be.
Sure.
And then you can decide where it ought to go. So my rule is it goes to the company plan up to the match.
Yep.
I want to know if the company plan has a Roth or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what the investment options are.
Yeah.
Typically, the simpler, the fewer accounts you have, typically the better off you're going to be, right? So if the 401k offers a Roth
mm-hmm.
and the investment choices are reasonable,
mm-hmm.
that is where I would probably consider putting the entire 20 grand.
Depending on your age, though, right?
No. I would still probably put it there unless you thought you were going to need to get money out for something else along the way. You want the free money.
Sure.
Right. And if it's got the Roth option, you can control what percentage of your money is going taxable and what percentage is tax deferred.
That's true.
Right. And if the investment options are worthwhile, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the investment options are improving. I mean, there's still plans out there, much to my dismay, that use insurance products from life insurance companies and annuities. Folks, I'm very, very much against those from a fee-based standpoint and an expense standpoint, but always take the free money regardless and then kind of figure out where that next dollar goes. In Sherry's case, we could have put money in the IRA, in a Roth IRA,
yep.
instead of the 401k. The first money goes to the 401k to get the match. Second thing I always tell people to do is to stay out of silo investing. Don't just look at your plan if you're married. Look at your spouse's plan. Make sure that you're getting the best of that commingled money. Sometimes
yes.
people will say, well, I'm going to save 5%, so she saves 5%. No. Let's make sure that we're saving the right 10% where we're getting the biggest bang for our buck. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget you can reach us at 800-928-4001. Sharon, I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
We are very, very happy to have you along. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Hey, we have some questions that came in.
All right. Fire away. So, okay. Hey, don't forget, you can email me your questions as well. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. So here's one that came in and it goes like this. Hi, Joe. I started listening to your show when I take my son to work on Saturday mornings. He graduated high school and they had homeschooled him all the way through this past year and had plans to attend college. He received a very nice scholarship from a local university, but the additional out-of-pocket was more than we could swing. He talked to the university, was granted a gap year.
So let's pause right there. Very rarely do I see somebody smart enough and disciplined enough to say, hey, I'm going to use the gap year. And what the gap year does is the university says, we'll still give you the same scholarship, but we're going to let you wait a year.
Yeah.
So instead of mom and dad signing a Parent Plus loan or going into more debt, you know, they're doing it right. I'm very, very proud of you for that. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so during his gap year, he's working at a local warehouse earning a decent paycheck that's to be used to offset his costs for the next 2 years of college. We set him up with a Roth account, so he's contributing to it for his future retirement. And in parentheses, the company requires 3 years of employment to be vested in their 401k, so we chose the Roth.
So just like we talked about in the last one, he wanted to use the best place to put capital.
Right.
Right. And so the answer was in their case was the Roth IRA. Now, you got to keep in mind when you're looking at that, how that goes on a FAFSA form. You know, if you're trying to get more financial aid that's going there, whether or not that is a good call.
Right.
But with a Roth, you can always get your contribution back, not the growth, if he would need to use it for education or something of that nature.
Okay.
So we're okay with the Roth.
So far. We want to take advantage of Indiana's 529 savings and their 20% tax credit.
Yeah, so 529 is a college program, and the rest of that's too much just Indiana, so we'll leave it alone. But
right.
529 is a nationwide program where you can invest money for higher education. You get no deduction for putting the money in, but you pay no taxes on the growth, provided it's used for higher education. Now, in Indiana, where I live, there happens to be a plan called the Indiana College Choice 529.
Right.
And in that case, we get a state of Indiana tax credit. Your state, you know, may be different. Now, there are various states that are out there that are fully supportive of the college part. I know in that question they ask about some tax ramifications.
Well, yeah.
And the answer is, in a synopsis of a 529, I can put money in this year, and I can use this money this year, and as long as the account's still open in Indiana, I still get my $1,000 tax credit. It's a 20%, so I can put in $5,000. My youngest daughter's in nursing school,
right?
So I can put in $5,000 for her. I can turn around as long as the account's still open this year, use the $5,000. I still get the credit. Life is good.
So is it a timing thing? Because she says if he puts money in this year and next year, then starts to withdraw. In the next fall, are there tax implications?
No, everything is fine as long as it's used for higher education.
Right.
The one thing people have to keep in mind, though, is 529s are for higher education. There's a group of people who tell you can roll it into an IRA or you can use it for medical expenses, and you cannot.
Okay. Well, good answer. So I have another question.
Yep.
This came from a 48-year-old person.
Okay.
And the question is, I have a financial planner, and she wants me to refinance my house with a 30-year mortgage. I only owe 10 years on my mortgage right now. but I have a second mortgage also. The money that I am saving in payments, she wants me to invest in retirement with a higher interest return. I agree on combining both first and second mortgage for a lower interest rate. Can you tell me if you think this is a good idea?
So, first of all, when you have a financial planner, one question you should always ask is, are you a fiduciary or are you functioning under suitability?
Right.
So we don't sell things at the Financial Enhancement Group.
Yeah.
We function as a fiduciary. As fiduciaries, that means I have to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. So he's 48, I'm 50, so we're close.
Right.
People say, Joe, do you still have a mortgage? Well, yeah, the bank loans me money at 2.85%. In my opinion, I feel like my account over time and my investment account will average more than that.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about having the debt.
Sure.
The answer for that question is always going to be is how you're going to invest the money.
Now, well, and I would
never tell somebody to take a mortgage and pull money out to go invest it.
Right?
Now, if they're leaving the principal alone and they're not pulling it out anymore and they're combining the first and second and they're just extending the period of years that they're going to make the payment, that's one thing. Right.
It sounds like what they want is like if they normally were paying $1,000 a month, now they'll only pay $800. So she wants to invest that other $200 in, but she also wants to put some of it in a life insurance plan.
Yeah, probably not so much.
Okay.
Refinancing the mortgage is a different story.
Okay. Okay. So we have some more questions. Is my annuity payout too good to be true? So here's the situation. I have an old annuity that should have a $50,000 balance when I'm 60 years old. And there's a payout. Let's see. The various calculators on the net usually say a payout is over 5 years.
That's a question with missing data. I know what they're talking about is on. There are annuities that are still out there, and we're going to spend the next segment talking about some fallacies, I think, in what people believe with annuities. But there's no product that is totally bad or totally good. They all have differences. But what happens in an annuity many times is you can take an income. You just need to understand that when you're gone, most of the time the income is gone.
Sure.
And so it's, you know, the corpus or the principal is gone once you pass away the majority of the time, at least after 10 years.
Okay. So here's someone who wants to know the required minimum distribution rules for IRAs and 401ks. We've talked about that a lot, but let's review it.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
When you turn 70 and a half, and technically it's the year after the year in which you turn 70 and a half, but at 70 and a half, most people begin to take required minimum distributions. And the rules were always as such that when you turn 70 and a half, even if you were still working, and I have families that's they don't want to give up their job. I had four people retire this year at 70 that had been at big companies in Indianapolis for over 40 years, you know, and they just decided to retire finally this year. But at 70 and a half, if you have a 401k and you're not a material owner, meaning you don't own more than 5% of the company's stock, right? So you're working for a Caterpillar or an Allison Transmission, you know, one of those things. You do not have to begin to take money out of the 401k. The required minimum distribution is delayed until you separate from service. That is not true in an IRA. So if you have an IRA, you have to begin to take the required minimum distributions even though you're still working. You can contribute to a Roth IRA if you qualify, if you're over 70.
Right.
But you cannot contribute to a traditional IRA if you're over 70 and a half. The rules are pretty clear on that.
So somebody wrote in and asked, should I start investing in a Roth IRA at 70?
Anytime you have capital that you don't need today and you have earned income, which is what's required in order to be able to contribute to a Roth, I would tell you at 97.
Really?
If you had earned income to contribute to the Roth IRA. Why would I not want to take money that is going to be taxable and make it tax-free if I could do that for the rest of my life or the rest of my beneficiaries' lives? Yes.
Yeah.
If you've got the opportunity, please do.
Okay. All right.
Anyone? Is there another one on there?
Well, it says a payout ratio. How can a payout ratio exceed 100%? That's a dividend question.
Yeah. So there are companies that pay out more. They paid out dividends that were greater than their earnings were this year. Mm. It is legal. It's usually done with retained earnings or even money that they get from bonds. But it's earnings that were made in the past that had not yet been distributed.
But it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable for decades.
Right.
But you do see companies do it from time to time. We watched a lot of companies do it in 08 and 09 because if you didn't pay a dividend, you got kicked out of certain indices and they thought it would be even worse for their stocks. General Motors was a great example here in central Indiana. Hey, folks, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can reach us at 800-928-4001. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back. But don't forget to email me. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. Over the past 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share with you that process that we use to protect over 700 families and more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and a trusted advisor for the last 3 decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the IRS. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 or consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001. yourlifeafterwork.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Mm-hmm. You too, Sherry.
Well, thank you.
And all of you new listeners, we appreciate all of the emails that are coming in. And
it's fun.
You know, I hope you had a happy Halloween, but our lives are changing here at the Financial Enhancement Group. We're now on 16 or 17 different stations across the country.
Wow.
And, you know, so things are changing. So I will do my best to continue to answer questions for Indiana-based folks.
Mm-hmm.
We do have families in 31 states, so... Yeah. You guys are out there and scattered, so make sure when you email me, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, that you ask a question, but try to put your state in there for me.
Yeah.
So that I know, you know, if there's anything that's different, because there are differences between California and Indiana.
Sure.
So anyhow, this show has been a lot about Roth IRAs, and I apologize for that. Part of it is I just got back from our biannual tax planning meeting. I am not a fan of excess taxation, and I don't like it when people don't make the best decisions with their money. You know, every year I'll be on one of the Indianapolis TV stations, and they'll ask me about a good financial goal for 2018. You know, I'm sure I'll be on in January, and I'm going to look at them and go, to get to know your tax return.
Yeah.
It all comes down to that, my friends, that, you know, we make investment decisions and people try to look at returns and say, well, ignore the taxes. You know, I've done this for 30 years, and I'm telling you, there are two tax codes in the United States. There's one for the informed and one for the uninformed, and you do yourself a significant disservice to ignore the impacts of taxation.
So you just went to your meeting about tax. Are there a lot of tax code changes this year?
Well, everybody knows that the plan is in gear to try to change it and do a lot of things. So it's,
right. I mean, there's lots.
You may have heard the name Ed Slott before. I've been on Ed's advisory board since it started back in 2005. So we're in our 12th year. We used to come together three times a year. Technology's improved. Now it's twice a year, but 300 of us gather.
Yeah.
Tax attorneys, CPAs, geeks like me, we read private letter rulings and we talk about what's going on in IRAs and what's going on in Roths. And there are every now and then people will ask us questions and we can provide answers to the questions. But at the same time, you've got to make sure that it's the right answer for you. Right. So I'm a fiduciary, and that means I have to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation.
Right.
Right. So somebody said, Joe, I got asked this question. I heard there is a way to get money out of my IRA without paying the 10% federal penalty. And I said, okay, tell me more. And said,
what kind of IRA?
I'm 45 years old and I need the money at 50 because I'm doing da, 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 da. And I have to leave that part out of what he's doing, but it was legal.
Yeah.
Right. So he's 45 and he said, I heard there's a way for me to get money out of my IRA and avoid the 10% penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Sherry got, you know, Sherry's right. What's the first question is, what type of an IRA?
Right.
Is it a traditional, which has been tax deferred?
Right.
Or is it a Roth? Mm-hmm. In a Roth IRA, there are these cute little things called ordering rules. The first money that comes out of a Roth is actually the money that you contributed. Mm-hmm. It's not growth. That's the last thing that comes out.
Right.
It's money that you contributed, and you can always get your contribution back regardless of what age you are. And every now and then you'll hear somebody say, well, there's a 5-year rule. Well, the 5-year rule actually pertains to the growth.
To the growth.
And if you're under 59 and a half and you pull money out of a Roth IRA and it's for what we would say is a good reason. Right now the IRS says that's for a first-time home buyer or for college education.
So the IRS decides if it's a good reason?
Yes. Huh. Ways and Means Committee, probably technically.
Okay.
But yeah, it's remember every tax returns, each one of those lines, I like to call it, has got a constituent. Right? So, So you know, in central Indiana, my constituents would be the ones who voted for me here.
Right.
On a tax return, when you see a line, there is a constituent. Right. Mm. And that means that somebody, some organization cared enough to lobby for that.
For that line.
You know, one of the things they're talking about taking away is the home mortgage exemption.
Right.
Right. The interest exemption.
Right.
And all of the home builders and everybody else they've got signs and they're picketing and, you know, because that's they're a constituent for that, if you will.
Right.
Right. So if it's a Roth IRA, yes, you can get your money back out. It's not a problem. If it's for something the IRS deems socially significant or worthy, higher education, first-time home buyer, you can even get the growth out after an account has been open for 5 years. It doesn't even have to be that account. As long as you've had a Roth for 5 years, you can do that. Now, if it's a traditional IRA, can you get money out before 59 and a half without a 10% penalty? Assuming you're not disabled, because that waives that rule. Mm-hmm. And assuming you're not dead, because that waives that rule.
Yeah.
There is one way that people know. It's called a 72T. I discourage people from ever using them, but 72T, and don't get one word of this sentence wrong, is substantially equal periodic payments unchanged for the greater of, notice the word greater of, 5 years or 59 and a half. And these things are so dangerous. I used to make my Purdue students, they had to recite it perfectly, word for word.
Word for word.
Right? So a 72T is substantially equal periodic payment unchanged for the greater of 5 years or 59 and a half. So at 45, if he started a 72T,
yes,
or at 50, if he waited the 5 years, he could take out income, but he's going to take out that same percentage of income every year, even if he doesn't need it, all the way up till 59 and a half, 5 years or 59 and a half, the greater of the two.
Okay.
So he would be taking income for 10 years, even if he didn't need it in year seven.
And you're paying
the taxes, but not the penalty.
Okay.
Now, in this particular case, and I'm not telling you this is a good idea.
I'm just
telling you there's two tax codes in the United States.
Mm.
There's one for the informed and one for the uninformed, right? And so I wouldn't do this for me, right? Mm. So I'm not telling you it's a good – but, you know, I want people to understand their money. And
right.
He believes in 5 years that he has a business opportunity that he's going to be allowed to invest in. He wants to buy into a company.
Wow.
He needs to have some money that's put aside and said, Joe, how in the world do I get it out of my IRA to be able to do this? And the answer is, when we talk about Roths, there are two C's. There's a Roth contribution.
Mm-hmm.
That's the money you can put in out of earned income this year.
Right.
A Roth conversion is where I take money from my IRA or from a 401k, and I tell the IRS I want to pay taxes on it today.
I see.
I want to convert it to a Roth.
Right.
Right. With a Roth conversion, you've got that five-year rule again. It's a different five-year rule.
Is the five-year rule, does it apply to the conversion then?
It applies to the conversion. So 5 years. So if he took his $200,000, not that I'm telling you I would do this.
Right.
But if he took his $200,000 out of his IRA this year,
his normal IRA,
out of his traditional IRA, and converted it, that means he would have to pay the taxes on the $200,000 all this year. Again, I would, if he were going to do it, and that's what I told him, this late in the year, I would certainly do $100,000 in 2017 and $100,000 in 2018.
Yeah,
just me.
Right.
Because he's time-wise, that worked out for him. I'm still not telling you I think this is a good idea.
Right.
But if he did that, 5 years later, the conversion years would be up, and he would have access to the amount of money that he paid on the conversion. So in 2022, right, whatever the 5 years is, and it doesn't matter where you do it over the course of the month, the year.
Right.
The one that's done in December still counts for 2017 tax year. But that would be the way to do it to avoid the 10% penalty. And again, not saying it's a great idea, I'm just saying there's two tax codes.
Yeah.
I want you to understand your money. You got a question or comment, my friend, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry and I got to take a break. We will be right back. Give us a call, 800-928-4001, and you get more at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And 10%. If you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along.
Yes.
Hope you are enjoying your day and the things that are out there. If you're new to the show, here's the deal. Sherry has a segment of her own.
I do.
It's where she's allowed to bring in information and ask me. It's usually about her life. She works in these free financial planning stuff.
Yeah, I know.
But if you send in a question and you go, hey, this is for Sherry, then Sherry will bring it in and kind of try to throw me under the bus.
I try to stump him every time, but it just doesn't work. Well, while you were busy studying taxes and the new regulations, I was at Disney World and looking for all kinds of ideas for the show. Of course, that was really what was on my
mind. Studying the mouse. Sure. Okay.
Anyway.
I ain't buying it.
So I came back with a cold just like you did. So we'll get through this. No, I have a friend who is at that stage in life where they have an elderly parent who still owns her home, but is getting to the point where she can't stay there or, eventually won't be able to. And they don't know if they should sell it or what they should do. There are two children. And I ran across this article, I suppose. It's why this article caught my attention. How to give your home to your children tax-free.
Okay.
Now, they're well past any of these ideas because unfortunately, in her case, there's some dementia and things that have contributed. But anyway, so I was reading through because that may be my situation one day down the road, and I thought it'd be nice to know. So this article was about how to do that. And the first thing they said is to stay put in your home. And if you plan to live there until you die, stay put, because your estate's below the unified federal estate gift tax, when you die, your home's tax basis will be stepped up to fair market value as of the date of death, and you and your heirs will escape capital gains on appreciation.
The nice part about houses, especially we live in Indiana, for where you're listening to the show, maybe a little bit different, but husband and wife can sell a house with $500,000 worth of gains and pay no taxes.
Yeah.
Principal residence is there. So in Indiana, there's not a lot of homes that have appreciated by $500,000.
Probably not.
The concept of staying put in order to get the step up in basis for most people doesn't make a lot of sense. It does in some areas. I mean, California, we've got offices there, maybe in some parts of Florida, but not a lot. Where the one thing that does make sense in the stay put is if they thought that they would be into the Medicaid provisions for long-term care or things of that nature.
Yeah.
Then the homes are protected a lot better than a bank account, just because of the way we look at life.
So one of the things they reference is if you put the house in your kid's name, but you continue to live there and pay rent, how does that affect everything?
Well, if you put the kids in, if you put the house in the kid's name,
the
kids truly received a gift.
Okay.
Right. And here's and it's so you didn't sell it to the kids. You made them a gift.
Gift.
If you make a gift during life, your basis is the same basis as the person who gave it to you. So in this case, let's say mom and dad had a house that was worth $200,000. They paid $100,000 for it. The kids' basis, once they gifted it to them, would now be $100,000, and it wouldn't be their principal residence. I would never encourage somebody to do that. Now, you can make a gift every year, if you so desired, of $14,000 of the value of that house to your kids.
How do you do that?
You just actually fill out paperwork and you say, I made a gift of this percentage.
Uh-huh.
Again, I don't understand the benefit of doing that, if there's any growth in the house at all or any appreciation.
I wonder if it's people that don't really have money to give and they think they can give their house.
And they think they're trying to circumvent part of the system. That is not a direction that I would probably look at gifting if I were going to do some gifting.
Okay.
Now, you did say something else in there that we did spend some time studying. You made reference to my biannual tax meeting.
Right.
I just got back from Ed Slott and my 300 friends, as I like to call them, a bunch of CPAs, tax geeks, people like me. And one of the best practices that we were going through is none of us like fights and conflict.
Right.
And, you know, when people get older, it is easy to say that they have become a sandwich short of a picnic.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And never thought about doing this before. But one of my friends was getting ready to do some estate planning. He already knew that the daughter was saying that the dad was nuts.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
But the dad wanted to do some things daughter didn't want done.
So now what do you do?
So my buddy took dad to the doctor.
Ooh.
And said, doctor, because that's who in a trust, inside of my trust, there's a provision that says when Joe can be declared, you know, a sandwich short of a picnic.
Right.
In outside of that, of stuff that I would own in my own name or with Barb, it takes a doctor and a judge to say daddy's not all with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a doctor's a doctor. So my buddy, one of my financial planning friends, took dad to the doctor and said, doc, you know, Earl here is getting ready to make a legacy decision.
Wow.
Would you deem him competent for making this decision?
Yeah.
And they filled out a form and the doc asked him some questions and said, same Earl I've known for an awful long time.
Really?
And, you know, they filed the form. Now, does that mean that the daughter won't take the two brothers to court when dad's dead?
Wow.
No, because you can't guarantee that. That can still happen.
Yeah.
But now brothers have a document that says, hey, the doc said dad was competent to make this decision.
Yeah.
Dad has a letter that says, here's why I made this decision. I think that part makes some sense. And, you know, an ounce of protection is worth a pound of, how's that go?
An ounce of protection is worth a pound of cure.
There you go. That's what I thought.
Right.
It should sound right coming out. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Oh, I know. Okay. So the other thing they talked about is selling your house for a bargain price to your kids. Mm-mm. No? That doesn't fly, does it?
No, it's not. No. And,
so this these are all ideas to circumvent the system.
Yes. And there are things that people, I won't tell you that they haven't done it, but when the IRS or especially Medicaid looks at stuff, what they're looking for is an arm's length transaction.
Right.
If you would sell something to me substantially cheaper because of me being your son or being a relative, than you would to the guy walking down the street.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. And you're eventually going to, bad things happen when you try to cheat and game the system.
Okay. So the last thing I'll bring up is qualified personal residence trust.
Mm-hmm. Kubert.
I don't get him.
It's designed to do a couple different things. One, it says that I can live there as long as it's usually a blended family. Right?
Oh, okay.
And says that the new spouse comes in and let's say mom owned the house and she marries this guy.
Okay.
Right. The kids still want the money from the house when they're gone.
Oh, I see.
She doesn't want him out in the cold.
Right.
And so he can have the ability, if you will, to be able to stay there as long as he's alive, but he can't sell it. When he's gone, it still reverts back to the wife's kids at this point in time.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
A lot of stuff that's out there. Again, one of the new things that we can actually do in Indiana that's just taken place this last couple of years is actually put like a POD or TOD or a beneficiary designation on your house.
Yeah.
That helps keep you out of probate. Don't forget that one either. Mm. Obviously, I'm not an attorney. I can't do that.
No.
But that's why we work with the estate planning attorneys we do.
Mm.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. Hope you're having an outstanding day. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. There's many, many things that we like to talk about on this show, but what we're most interested in talking about are the things that you want to learn about. So like I said, shoot us an email, ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com, or give me a call, 800-928-4001.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.